I'm Dan Horn, and this is the Bengals' new offensive line coach, Frank Pollock, who comes to Cincinnati after spending the last few years as the offensive line coach of the best offensive line in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. I will be completely honest. I'm surprised you were available. Was there any surprise in your mind when you weren't retained in Dallas?
You're always surprised when that happens, but that's the nature of the business. I'm excited to be here in Cincinnati.
Well, the Bengals are definitely excited to have you. I work with a former offensive lineman in Dave Lapham, who was on the Bengals offensive line for 10 years and has been broadcasting the games for more than 30. So I've come to truly appreciate the importance of an offensive line coach, not only in terms of setting the tone, but also in terms of the techniques that you are going to be teaching the Bengals offensive lineman. Is it going to be significantly different from what's been taught in the past?
I don't know if I could say significantly different, not really dissecting what they've been taught previously, but there'll be some things that are different. There'll be a lot of carryover as well, but there might be some things that are similar with some slight nuances that are different. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the nature of each line coach having their own little individual stamp on things.
But what have you been doing since you got here? Are you studying the Bengals offensive line tape? Are you already looking ahead to college prospects? What have been your number one responsibilities so far?
Yeah, we hit personnel on the current roster, and then now we're kind of going over scheme and what we want to do moving forward in the run game, and kind of talking about how we want to put together the playbook, and started the free agent evaluation and also started the draft evaluations.
Not going to ask you about Russell Bodine because he is a free agent. We don't know if he will be back. But I do want to ask you about Cedric Obwehi. When the Bengals drafted him in the first round, there was obviously the hope that he could be the left tackle for 10 years or so. And he's had his ups and downs, to put it nicely, so far in the NFL. How do you go about trying to help him reach his potential?
Well, I think you just got to start from square one. This is the first chance that I've had to work with him. So I kind of just discount what he's done in the past and start from anew and fresh, and just like he came out of the draft with all those great tools to develop, and start from there. I think a fresh start would be good for him and for me as well, and I think that would be best suited for him to kind of start from that first step, if you will, and kind of just build up from there and see what we come out on the other end with.
What did you think of him coming out of Texas A&M?
Really liked his movement skills, his athleticism. He's got great length. He can bend. He can run. He's got all these great tools to develop, and that's what really impressed me the most about him on tape coming out of A&M.
You will be evaluating college players for the draft and potentially undrafted free agents. What are the primary things you're looking for in identifying a guy that can succeed at the NFL level?
Number one is smart. Number two is nasty. Right, and probably number three is some base level of athleticism. I mean, those are kind of the top tier things to work with. I got to have a guy who can move. You got to be smart enough to learn. You got to be a smart enough the guy to adjust. You got to be a smart enough the guy to, when he's on the field by himself, to figure out some things and adjustments on his own without me being next to him all the time. And it's hard to play in this game. So you got to have some nasty to you, some toughness. Mental toughness more than physical toughness. As I tell guys I've coached before, I'm not looking for five drunk frat guys to go out there and get in a bar fight. Those are a dime a dozen. I'm looking for guys who can execute, plan and play out, and have the focus and the toughness, both mentally and physically, to do that. And when the picture changes, they don't bat an eye, and they just go out there and execute on the next play. So, and that's hard to do. That's why they get paid the big bucks, and that's why only a smidgen of the world's population can do it.
Your coaching influences include Bill Callahan, widely regarded as one of the best offensive line coaches of them all. What did you learn from him?
Probably a lot of those things that I talked about. I was fortunate enough to play for him in college, and then and also fortunate enough to work with him years later with the Cowboys. And so a lot of things from scheme, from technique, how he put some of his game plans together, how he approached the defense, wanted to attack it on game day. Just a lot of stuff, and it's been great getting to learn from him and among others through my playing and coaching career.
You referenced playing in college, but you had a successful NFL career. How much cred do you think that gives you with the guys you coach?
You know, I think they initially will listen, but if you're not helping them from that point forward, then, you know, they're going to tune you out. You know, like you said, Bill Callahan was a great, respected line coach. He didn't play O-line in the NFL, didn't play in the NFL at all. But he's a great teacher and a great line coach. So It might open the door for you, and they might listen, but if you're not bringing something to the table where you're going to help them, they're going to, these guys are grown men, the professionals, they're going to tune you out real quick.
In recent years, Willie Anderson has been at training camp and has helped out a little bit. Anthony Munoz lives in Cincinnati and is willing to be around practice in training camp. Are you open to having guys like that work with your O-line?
Those are two well-known names in O-line circles, especially here for the Bengals. And it'd be great to have those guys around. They understand what it takes to play at this game at a high level and to work with the players in that regard and what it means to be a pro. Absolutely. You know, teach what I'm teaching without them not knowing what I want to teach. And as far as the technique and the scheme, well, that obviously wouldn't make sense. But teaching young guys what it means to be a pro and how to come up, prepare yourself and approach the day and the week and whatnot, absolutely. I mean, those are great names here in this organization and in the league circles.
Frank, great to have you in Cincinnati. Look forward to seeing what you can do with the O-line.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That is the new O-line coach, Frank Pollock, and I'm Dan Hoard for Bengals.com.